Today, we'd like to see the book of Psalm chapter 25, verses 1 to 22, under the title of Your Ways. For online worthy people, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 2, Oh my God, I trust in you. Let me not be ashamed. Let not my enemies triumph over me. Who are enemies? Who are enemies? Question 1. Question 2. In verses 4 and 5, Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. On you I wait all the day. How could we know his ways or his paths? And to whom does God teach? To whom does God teach? Last question in verse 11. For your name's sake, O Lord, pardon my iniquity, for it is great. What's the basis to pardon or forgive our iniquity? What's the basis to pardon or forgive our iniquity? Verses 8 to 10 of this chapter are mainly a description of God's nature or God's character, and the rest of it is a prayer over David the king. Verse 1, To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. So to Lord, I lift up my soul. My conscience lift up to the Lord. So David is focusing on Lord. David surrenders to him. David had no self-allegation, which means David had a humble state. James chapter 4, verse 6, we can see God's nature, but God gives more grace. Grace meaning unmerited, freely given favor. So simply meaning freely given gift. More grace. Therefore, God says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. So God's nature gives more gift to the humble people, not the proud people, not the arrogant people. So do you think, you know, God the Almighty is resisting to somebody? Nobody can survive. So God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Verse 2, Oh my God, I trust in you. Let me not be ashamed. If you trust God, you will not be ashamed. Romans chapter 8, verse 31, What then shall we say to this thing? If God is for us, who can be against us? Also, Psalm chapter 56, verse 11, In God I have put my trust, or I believe in God, or I put my faith in God. I will not be afraid. What can man to do me? Because I trust in God, which meaning God beyond me is working against anybody. So God is for us, who shall be against us? Also, Asa, the king of Judah, that Judah nation was invaded by Ethiopians. That time the king Asa prayed to the Lord. Second Chronicles chapter 14, verses 9 to 11. Then Zerah the Ethiopian came out against them with an army of 1,000,000 men and 300 chariots, and he came to Marasha. So Asa, the king of Judah, went out against him, the enemy, the king, Ethiopian king, against him. And they set the troops in battle array in the valley, Jephthah and Marasha. And Asa, the king of Judah, cried out to the Lord his God and said, Lord, it is nothing for you to help, whether with many or with those who have no power. With many million soldiers coming here, the Lord doesn't matter, those size or powerful army or a less powerful army. Help us, O Lord, our God, for we rest on you, or we trust in you. And in your name, we go against this multitude, O Lord. You are our God. Do not let man prevail against you. Or like that, let not my enemy triumph over me. Very similar in a prayer over David, as well as the king of Asa too. Second part is, who are enemies? 75 psalms over 150 psalms. Psalm is a total 150. So almost 50%. So it talks about enemies. Enemies, number one, those who oppose us. So opponents are simply, literally, enemies. Or those who oppose God's way. Because we are the children of God. So children of God, the children who follows God's ways. So those who oppose God's way considered enemies here too. So one example, Matthew chapter 16, verses 21 to 23. From that time, Jesus began to show his disciples, 12 disciples, that Jesus must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed or be crucified and be raised the third day. So resurrection. Then Peter is the chief disciple over 12 disciples, took Jesus aside and began to rebuke Jesus, saying, "For be it from you, Lord, this shall not happen to you," which meaning you will not be crucified and you will not resurrected. This shall not be happened to you. But Jesus turned and said to Peter, the chief disciple of 12 disciples, "Get behind me, Satan." So those who oppose God's way, behind those, always Satan. Satan is the master of opponents. Satan, you are an offense to me, or you are stumbling block to me. For you are not mindful of the things of God. So basically, but the things of man. So opposing God's way, consider the enemies too. Verse 3, indeed, let no one who waits on you be ashamed. So wait on you. So wait on you to give the God's way, which God choose. Not be ashamed. Let those be ashamed who deal treacherously. Treacherously meaning disloyally or deceitfully, without cause or without excuse. So those people will be ashamed. First of all, show me your ways. 4 and 5 is question 2. Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. So how do we know? How can we know God's ways, God's paths? Verse 5, lead me in your truths and teach me. So truths means the word of God. John chapter 17, verse 17, Jesus said, truth is your word, you know, God's word. So in order to find God's way, we should always state in the truth in the Bible and teach me. Who teach? The Holy Spirit teach me. So we should find applicable God's word to given situation, given circumstances for God's matter. So one example, Calvary Branham Hills, about 10 years ago, so we thought, you know, other the primary Calvary chapels basic ministry, you know, took care over children. So we thought, you know, God might allow us into school, you know, elementary school, you know, like that. But God did not, you know, ultimately open, you know, elementary school, you know, kindergarten, you know, middle school like that. But recently, God, you know, revealed, you know, adult care rather than, you know, kid care. So that kind of opened the door. So this one we already see, open the door, because the Lord opened the door. Nobody shall shut the door. The Lord shut the door. Nobody shall open door. So open door, then we see applicable in God's word for God's matter, such as God's glory, God's kingdom, God's righteousness, God's interest, God's purpose. Not human interest, human power, human pride. So for you are the God of my salvation. Salvation meaning ultimately eternal life from eternal death. But during our life of salvation, save from illness, save from difficulty. So a lot of minor things too. So ultimately, so all Christians will be saved eternally from eternal death based upon each faith in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. On you, I will await all the way. I wait all the way, your ways, your path. Verse 6, remember, Lord, your tender mercies. Here, description of God's nature, or God's character. Your tender mercies and your loving kindness, for they are from of old, meaning they are from beginning. So human history, we see God's tender mercies, God's loving kindness. God forgave the sins of such as David, adultery, murder, that kind of stuff, based upon pure repentance. God forgave his sin. So verse 7, do not remember the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions or my iniquity, my sin. According to your mercy, remember me for your goodness sake, O Lord. So God is good, God is merciful, so Lord, do not remember. Which means, don't count my sin in a legal relationship with the Lord. So how much sin you commit, don't count my sin, Lord. Forget my sin. According to your mercy. So, mercy relationship with God, love relationship with the Lord, not legal relationship, for your goodness' sake, because you are good. Verses 8, 9, 10 basically mainly talk about the nature of God or the characteristics of God. Good and upright is the Lord. God is good, God is right up, straight up, which means not bent, not compromised. God is faithful. God keeps his word faithfully. Therefore, he teaches sinners in the way. To whom? To the humble. So in order to know God's way, we should be humble, because God resists the proud. So the humble, he guides in justice. God's justice, not human justice. And the humble people, he teaches his way here. So his way, God teaches to the humble. The humble, or a synonym, the meek. Meek is deny self, that is meek. So God gives grace to the humble. So God teaches his way to the humble. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth. So God's way is based upon mercy. So if you repent your sin, God forgive you. God would never remember your sin. And truth is the word of God in the Bible. So God revealed applicable word to you, to given circumstances, given situation, to such as keep his covenant and his testimony. Covenant meaning mutual agreement, right? Between God and human, that is a covenant. Testimony is human biography. God gave certain teaching through human experience. One example, Joseph. He got a lot of struggles, but he never complained against God. But God fulfilled his special purpose to Joseph as the prime minister of Egypt to deliver Israelite from famine, you know, that kind of thing. So his covenant and his testimony, all of them are described in the entire Bible. For your name's sake, O Lord, pardon my iniquity, for it is great. This is a question to the last question. So what's the basis to pardon, forgive my iniquity? Always God's name's sake. In the New Testament, Jesus Christ's name's sake, which meaning based upon God's works, not human works, God's works. God did. God loved the world so much, that's why God gave his only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. He was dead for us and resurrected for sinners. So that's why for your name's sake, which meaning in Jesus' name, your sin can be forgiven. No Jesus' name, you cannot forgive your sin. So which means Buddhist, Muslim, you know, other atheist, other religion, their sin cannot be forgiven. Only in Jesus' name. Here, for it is great, which meaning the iniquity is great. David compared, my sin is great when lift up his consciousness, focus on the Lord. So he's recognized who God is, as well as who I am. So he recognized God's nature more, as well as his nature, David's nature, worse and worse. The very simple. Who is the man who fears the Lord? He fears holy fear, the man that reverences the Lord. So acknowledge who God is, who we are, reaching to the humble state. Because God is holy, God is omnipotent, God is omniscient, God is omnipresent, but we are filthy, we are fragile, we are weak. We are sinners. We are limited to time and place, location. So the man that fears the Lord ultimately reaches to the humble state. So God always teaches his ways to the humble people. Him shall he teach in the way he chooses. Right here. He teaches him in the way he chooses. So he teaches the man that fears the Lord or the humble people in the way he chooses or his ways, his path. He also himself shall dwell in prosperity. So which meaning those will be blessed. Not necessarily physically, materially, but also spiritually as well. And his descendants shall inherit the earth. The secret of the Lord is with those who fear him. So those who reverence God, the secret. Secret of the Lord, which means the secret, intimate, or a personal relationship with the Lord. So personal relationship with the Lord. And he, the Lord, will show them his covenant. His covenant is, new covenant is, through the Lord Jesus Christ, you know, all in our sin was forgiven. We are saved. You know, we shall have eternal life. That is the new covenant. So last time we studied the several covenants, the Davidic covenant, or Noah covenant, Abrahamic covenant. We studied that. You know. So show them his covenant. Verse 15, my eyes are ever toward the Lord. Again, focus on God, which meaning be humble. Focus on God, surrender to God. So, for he, the Lord, shall pluck my feet out of the net, so out of the snare. So God saved or God delivered from snare or net. Verse 16 to 19, here, the David had a lot of problems, a lot of trouble, a lot of difficulty. That's why some psychologists say this happening might be David's son Absalom's rebellion against David. Absalom, he tried to kill his father David. So the 2 Samuel chapter 15 verse 14. So David said to all his servants who you were with him at Jerusalem, arise and let us flee or run away, or we shall not escape from Absalom, his son. Make haste to depart, lest he overtake us suddenly and bring disaster upon us, and strike the city of Jerusalem with the edge of the sword. So here, verse 16 through 19, turn yourself to me and have mercy on me, for I am desolate and afflicted. You know, surrounding Absalom and Absalom followers, you know, try to kill, you know, the David. The troubles of my heart have enlarged. So a lot of trouble. He's a son. He's a bloody son. He's a biological son. You know, tried to kill me. So troubles of my heart have enlarged. Bring me out of my distresses, a lot of stresses. Look on my affliction and my pain, and forgive all my sin. Forgive all my sin. Basically, Absalom rebellion originally caused by David's adultery of Uriah's wife, you know, Bathsheba. That's caused. So that's why here, forgive all my sin. Verse 19, consider my enemies, those who oppose David, or those who oppose God's way. God, you know, ordained David, you know, to be a king, is a throne. So this is a rebellion, you know, Absalom obviously opposed, you know, God's way. Consider my enemies, for they are many. So at that time, the Absalom followers were many. Even the priest, you know, followed him too. High priest followed him too. And they hate me with cruel hatred. Verse 20, keep my soul and deliver me, or save me. Let me not be ashamed, for I put my trust in you. Here again, not be ashamed, because I trust in you. So trust in the Lord always. Do not lean on your own understanding. Then God, you know, lead you in his way. Verse 21, let integrity and righteousness. Integrity means the strength of a principle or strength of a basic. So principle or strength of a doctrine. Integrity. And righteousness. Righteousness right up or straight up, not bent, not compromised. So two characteristics or two things, integrity upright, preserve me, preserve David or preserve the creature. So which meaning keep God's word consistently, preserve me, then you will be preserved. So keep God's word consistently, then you will be preserved from all troubles, all difficulties. For I wait for you. Last verse, 22. Redeem Israel, O God, out of all their troubles. Israel ruled by David the king. So now redeem Israel. Save Israel from Absalom's rebellion. Let's see each question. Question 1 in verse 2. Oh my God, I trust in you. Let me not be ashamed. Let not my enemies triumph over me. Who are enemies? Number 1, those who oppose us. Number 2, those who oppose God's way are enemies. Question 2. In verse 4 and 5, show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me. For you are the God of my salvation. On you I wait all the day. How could we know his ways or his paths? To whom does God teach? So here, how could we know his ways of his prophets? That answer, applicable gospel to given circumstances for God's matter, you know, always. You know, we, and first, God's word in the Bible, you know, which word, you know, applicable to open door to present situation for God's matter, not anything else. God's matter. God's matter meaning God's glory, God's interest, and God's purpose, you know, God's kingdom, God's righteousness. The second part question, to whom does God teach? The answer is the humble. You know, that is the verse 9. Second part, you know, answer. So the humble, he teaches his way. Always God teaches God's way to the humble people. Last question in verse 11. For your name's sake, O Lord, pardon my iniquity, for it is great. What's the basis to pardon or forgive our iniquity? Always the basis, God's work, not human work at all. For your name's sake, that's answer. In New Testament time, we say, Jesus' name's sake, our sin can be forgiven, pardoned. Let's just sing song all together. Last song, and then we'll pray, Lord's Prayer. Page 36, number 6.